I always had this inkling that there was something more out there for me.
This is even before I suggested that that might be the way that I wanted to go. You're not doing theatre, keep it as a hobby.
It was just like I was slotting into part of me that had been waiting there that I hadn't used for 40 years.
Being creative isn't a one-trick pony. You know, you don't just do painting, you don't just do 3D. You can be creative in cooking, in what you wear, in how you decorate your house.
I would have done anything to get to stop, but I didn't know what was wrong and I didn't know why it was happening. And so, yeah, that made life pretty tough growing up.
So going back and writing a play about our trauma and seeing how much it helped, on par with therapy, on par with medication, on par with, you know, regular exercise. Like, it genuinely was a huge part of our healing and our trauma recovery.
The sort of experience of that, I think, percolated away in my brain for another sort of 5-10 years before it all popped out in the form of oil painting.
This specific definition of creativity and watching this documentary reframed that for me and really just expanded my definition of what creativity was, with just like so many things.
Hi, I'm Claire, founder of Creativity Found. For this podcast, I chat with people who have found or refound their creativity as adults. We'll explore their childhood experiences of the arts, discuss how they came to the artistic practices they now love, and consider the barriers they may have experienced between the two. We'll also explore what it is that people value and gain from their newfound artistic pursuits, and how their creative lives enrich their practical, necessary, everyday lives.